Broadcasting Company brings you the music of Duke Ellington's orchestra. These programs are made possible through the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrello, President. Well, now, here's a song popular about 50 years ago, played by the Duke and the boys in the shade of the old apple tree.
In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree wasn't quite 50 years old, as the announcer said it was at the time of this broadcast, but it had been written in 1905, and it was enjoying a revival in the summer of 1945 after VE Day, as women and men in the service began to anticipate actually getting to spend some time together again. And so Duke Ellington was working it into his performances, along with new compositions and classics from his already vast songbook. This is David Brent Johnson, and it's Duke Ellington, The Treasury Shows, July 1945, tonight on the Big Bands. Duke Ellington, Within the Shade of the Old Apple Tree, from the Treasury Shows, Volume 8, that coming from a broadcast from Boston's RKO Theater on July 14th, 1945. That song had been recorded by Duke in 1933, and he'd recorded again in just a few weeks after this broadcast. The Duke Ellington Treasury shows were sponsored by the United States State Department to help sell war bonds. They started in April of 1945. The program was called Your Saturday Date with the Duke. And in commemoration of the 60th anniversary this year of the end of World War II, I've been playing selections from them pretty much at the beginning of each month on the big bands, and will continue to do so through August. The shows tonight come from that Boston show, and also from a show that actually quite wasn't in July. It actually came from the Apollo Theater in Harlem in June 30th, 1945 is when this broadcast was done. So almost in July. The Apollo Theater was a place that Ellington had a lot of enthusiasm for playing. It basically amounted to his home turf. He'd first played the Apollo in October of 1934. And while the Apollo was known to be an extremely tough audience, they loved Ellington. And you can really hear that in the audience's responses to the music. Here's MC Bill Abernathy introducing the band's performance of a well-known Fats Waller tune.
You know, friends, one of the greatest old tunes that you'll find in any orchestra's books is Honeysuckle Rose. So here it is, and Jimmy Hamilton with his clarinet, Honeysuckle Rose. Broadcasting Company is sending you coast to coast the music of Duke Ellington and his celebrated orchestra. You know, when they talk of alto saxophone players, well, Johnny Hodges' name is always up there amongst the Big Ten. So here he is, and it's Daydream. Thank you. Johnny, that was very, very pretty. Well, friends, the American Broadcasting Company is bringing you this music coast to coast, and of course, it's none other than Duke Ellington's music. And now, here's one from the Black, Brown, and Bay Suite, one of Duke's originals, a very lovely thing called Carnegie Blues.
Duke Ellington's Carnegie Blues from the Black, Brown, and Beige Suite, a piece that was inspired by the sound of a foghorn on Lake Michigan, coming from the June 30th, 1945 Apollo Theater appearance of the Ellington Band from the Treasury Shows Volume 7 on the DETS label. Before that, we heard Daydream, which showcased alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges, and we started off with Honeysuckle Rose, the Fats Waller song, all those from the same performance. Some of the musicians in the 1945 Ellington Band, including trumpeters Rex Stewart and Cat Anderson, Ray Nance. You had Al Sears on tenor sax. You heard Jimmy Hamilton. We heard him on Honeysuckle Rose. Hodges on alto sax. Harry Carney was there on baritone sax. A very strong Ellington Band, even though you no longer had Ben Webster and Jimmy Blanton, as you did with the early 40s Ellington unit. And you also had, of course, Billy Strayhorn at the piano and composing. Ellington had picked up Strayhorn in 1939 for the band. Strayhorn had very aggressively approached Ellington about becoming a part of the orchestra and quickly became a very important part of the band. And we're going to hear Billy Strayhorn at the piano and playing some of his tunes with the Ellington Band in a four-song medley just after this Ellington Bond promo.
Gentlemen, during the past several weeks and right up to this very moment, Americans individually have invested more money than the country ever heard of before for one specific purpose. And I'm going to ask Duke to come over to the microphone once again to tell you just what that purpose is. Duke?
Thank you. Friends, somewhere in your neighborhood, across the street, off the block, is a baby boy named Junior. Junior was born while his father was overseas fighting. And he's never yet seen his dad. All over America, there are juniors like that. And after every extra war bond you buy helps to speed the day when Junior's dad can come back home. Those war bonds help to build and ship a steady stream of equipment which our men must have to cross Japan and end this war. So dig down and dig down deep. The quota for individuals in the 7th war loan drive is $7 billion. You are asked to buy double what you bought before. To many folks, it will mean a real sacrifice, but it must be done to speed victory. It must be done to get our men back home, all out for the mighty 7th war loan.
Thank you, Duke. And now here's another tune that is quite familiar in the Ellington Library. Little Riff Staccato. Riff Staccato. Or rather, I'm going to make a little change here, Duke. I think right now we ought to have those four tunes by Billy Strayhorn, don't you think? Come 5:30 in New York. So here they are, friends. Chelsea Bridge, I Want Something to Live For. Marie will sing. Clementine, that's the Duke's own selection. In fact, all four of them are the Duke's own selection of the Strayhorn Library. And number four will be My Little Brown Book. So, Duke, there's four tunes. Chelsea Bridge, I Want Something to Live For. Clementine, and My Little Brown Book. Okay? And just another word, friends, before we hear this group of four, Billy Strayhorn is our special guest this afternoon and is now seated at the piano to play those four tunes. Thank you.
to live for. Someone to make my life an adventurous dream. Oh, what wouldn't I give for someone who'd take my life and make it seem, yes, they say it ought to be. Why can I have love like that brought to me? My eyes is watching the noon crowd, searching the promenade, seeking a clue to the one who will someday.
You buy is a bond for mercy. The Army's evacuation of wounded and sick personnel from the war theaters to this country has reached the rate of 40,000 a month. Each patient in Army and Navy hospitals stays an average of 45 days at $5 a day. Many of these men must rebuild their entire lives, and we must help them do it. There's one reason the quota for the 7th War loan is so high. $7 billion from individuals alone. But we can't do it. And we will. All out for the mighty 7th War loan.
Thank you. and a silver binding. Now it keeps reminding me of a memory that's haunting me. And some quiet noon, I go to its bedhead and peruse this ageless tale of a love that fell to ever become true. On this page is the date of that fateful 98 when I found we were no longer in love. After that, there's nothing more, just a dark and futile door. Out the stars above in my little book, I inscribe your heart love. But since we're apart now, this and that last sweet kiss is all that's left of you.
Selections written by Billy Strayhorn, and incidentally, they are Duke Ellington's own choices of four of his very best tunes. Billy was at the piano for this afternoon, and thanks very much, Billy Strayhorn.
Duke Ellington Big Band doing Billy Strayhorn's My Little Brown Book, Al Hibbler on vocals, Clementine, Something to Live For, sung by Marie Ellington, no relation to Duke, although she did end up marrying Nat King Cole not long after this recording, and Chelsea Bridge starting us off from an Apollo Theater performance in Harlem, June 30th, 1945, from Duke Ellington, the Treasury Shows, Volume 7 on the DETS label. We're going to hear some more music now from the show that opened the program from the Boston RKO Theater, July 14th, 1945. We'll hear another Ellington Bond promo, rather strident sounding. There was definitely a lot of pressure on to end the war in July of 1945. Nobody knew that it was going to end very suddenly a month later. People thought it was going to go on for quite a long time and be extremely prolonged and bloody. And we'll start off the music set with Bugle Breaks, which was written for Ellington's 1941 musical Jump for Joy. There are only three known recordings of it, and you'll hear one of them following Duke Ellington talking about war bonds.
Some American troops from the European theater of war are going direct from Europe to the Pacific. Give these men and the millions who will follow the best possible equipment, and in quantity that would overwhelm the Japs. Buy more war bonds. Make it possible for our men to overwhelm the Japs by inflicting the maximum of damage on the enemy in the least number of casualty to themselves. Buy an extra bond tomorrow. Make it possible for some of those troops now en route direct to the Pacific to come back to America sooner. Buy every war bond you possibly can. And make sure that your friends and neighbors are buying bonds to their limit, too.
Very nice thought, Duke, a very nice thought. And now, a song dedicated to all the fellows who play bugles all over the world, played by Duke Ellington and the orchestra. Bugle Breaks. Friend of yours, Rex Stewart, to play on the trumpet, A Friend of Yours.
Thank you.
friend of ours for life, Rex Stewart playing on the trumpet, a friend of yours from the great John L. Here's a song from Black, Brown, and Beige, played by the Duke and the Boys, the West Indian Dance. Our program notes say that Duke is going to play for you next, Tonight I Shall Sleep. And sing the words for us, Albert Hibbler.
May I interrupt you?
Oh, you sure can, Duke. What goes?
No, that's Billy Strayhorn playing Tonight I Shall Sleep because he just bought a $1,000 war bond.
Well, fine.
But I'd like to say something more. You know, we got Okinawa, and now I wonder what's ahead. What's in store for our boys on the next stop to Japan? And the next, and the next. One hates to think of it. One hates to think that our boys will have to go through another Okinawa before Japan is licked. And yet, that's it. Death and insufferable pain all the way to Japan. But what can we do about it? We can pray. But more than that, we can buy war bonds. We can buy more and more war bonds. Don't think that won't help. War bonds are our weapons, the civilians' weapons. Buy war bonds, friends. Join your payroll savings plan, and if you already belong, boost your buying, and whenever you get a bond, hold on to it.
Thanks, Duke. We'll surely buy those war bonds tomorrow.
Duke Ellington, we heard West Indian Dance from the Black, Brown, and Beige Suite, A Friend of Yours, which Joe Stafford and Frank Sinatra had been making famous, and Bugle Breaks from Jump for Joy, all those coming from a broadcast from Boston, July 14th, 1945, Treasury Show. We'll close with the Magazine Suite, named after several contemporary magazines that consistently placed Duke very high in their reviewer and reader jazz polls. Duke Ellington on the big bands.
So here's that fine medley of three songs, The Downbeat Shuffle, Esquire Swank, and Metronome All Out.
Yeah.
the first of our medley, the downbeat shuffle. And now here comes the Esquire Swank. Songs, the Esquire's Funk. And now, the metronome all out. Okay, boys.
Thank you.
You can't pick up a newspaper without reading a casualty list. You ask yourself, when? When is it going to end? When will our boys stop dying? There are questions that can torture you, and yet we all know that someday it will end, someday after victory. Things will be normal again, and we know, too, that by buying war bonds, by diligently buying war bonds, we draw closer to that end. So it's up to us, every one of us, to continue buying war bonds, to buy them without let-up. That's our bid for the day when there'll be no casualty list. Buy war bonds.
Thank you, Duke. Friends, these programs are made possible through the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Now let's finish out this metronome all out.
Duke Ellington with Metronome All Out from the magazine suite. A lot of CGM blues there, I think. That comes from the Treasury Show's Volume 8. We hope you'll join us again here on WFIU next Friday night for the Big Bands at 9 p.m. Production support for the Big Bands comes from Romy Remodeling. Since 1978, specializing in custom kitchens, baths, and room additions. Romy Remodeling, Bloomington, 331-7858. For more information about the Big Bands, visit our website at thebigbands.indiana.edu. The Big Bands is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University.
A 15-minute medley of Downbeat Shuffle, Esquire Swank, and Metronome All Out.